We're going to talk about chivalry. Is it dead? Does old school romance have a place in modern dating? Well, Denny Smith from Croydon thinks, well, it doesn't. So what she's done is she's set up her own online dating site, literally called it old style dating, because she thinks people often treat others like disposable commodities. They're ditched or they're not contacted again for often very trivial things. She says it's all very physical. It's all about the body and image. And, you know, what about getting to know somebody slowly? Well, we sent our reporter, Leslie Ashmal, out to find out whether people are interested in romance at all.
It does. It depends how they're dressed. Because if they're dressed in like really baggy clothes or something, and you're like, no, I don't really even want to go near them or something like that.
You've got to set expectations.
Yeah, you can't just lower yourself down to nothing.
Hit other people's standards.
Yeah.
So you would make the first impression really quickly.
Yeah.
What if that person tried to woo you? Do boys ever try to woo you anymore?
Oh, yeah. If they're with the boys, they get all cocky and they think they're trying to be all big. Yeah.
So what do they do to woo you?
I wouldn't say on the first time anyone ever like brings you flowers or anything.
No,
it's not like that.
It's not old-fashioned like that.
And I mean, today's society is just so like, it's over social media, isn't it? No one's going to come up to you with flowers. You don't really say I'm going on a date anymore. It's like, oh, we're going to cinema with him, or we're going to cinema with
him. Not unless you're like in a full relationship. Yeah. You wouldn't go out for dinner. You would like, I don't know, meet them in like this and just chill.
Yeah, just chill.
So you mentioned something quite interesting, because you said it's not like it's old fashioned with people giving you flowers or going out for dinner. Is that a shame?
Yeah.
Massive shame, because 100%. Girls, not stereotypically, girls would like flowers. They want to be
box
chocolates. Yeah, but these days it's just like, oh well, the boy's just trying to be cocky over
it. Stuff like if you go out for dinner, like I feel like you've like splitting the bill half and half. Yeah. Like if I go out with someone,
exactly.
I don't expect them to pay.
If you go to cinema, if the boy wants to pay the tickets, then you have to get the snacks or like something like that. You want to make it equal.
You do it back to the boy as well, so they do it to you and you do it back to them.
It used to be like a one-way thing. Like I'm not going to talk to this boy until he talks to me.
Yes, yeah,
it's definitely not like that anymore.
Hi, I'm Demi, and I recently launched a new refreshing dating agency called Old Style Dating. There was a few reasons why I came up with the idea. One being my daughter is single and hadn't had a lot of luck on Tinder and sites like that. And chatting to customers, it was quite apparent that the old style romance was missing. So I thought, why not? I'll create my own agency.
So, Michael, you are a young man. Uh-huh. What do you make of old-school romance?
Personally, I think that is a much better way to go about it, because I think today, values seem to have been lost a little bit. I think people are too quick to skip a lot of stages, what should be in a relationship. You know, people bypass a lot of stuff these days. Things have changed a lot in society, and I think now there's too much emphasis, dare I say, on the physical side of a relationship.
So tell me, what is old-style romance to you?
Mainly respect and manners and politeness, and I'm looking for people that want to commit, that want to be serious, want to be polite, bit of chivalry, and settle down.
It's lovely, isn't it? It's old-fashioned chivalry. That's Denny, who set up old-style dating. We're asking you chivalrous acts. This texter says, when I arrived in Moscow for a holiday, I had a lot of luggage. A young man who couldn't speak English helped me and rode all the way to my destination to carry the things for me, then left before accepting any kind of tip.